Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk about the Phoenix Event Alliance, the Renaissance Fair, people, and we've talked about this before. Going to talk about it in some more detail today with Cornelia Rutherford and some of her folks about getting more property, Cornelia, and really expanding the work. If you like the Renaissance Fair, if you haven't seen the Renaissance Fair, you should. But if you like the Renaissance Fair, some of the things that you have planned, and hopefully in this area, are just thrilling.
Well, good morning, Ted, good morning. And everybody out there. It's great to be back. Thank you so much for cramming us all into this massively expensive studio.
We're making it grow a little bit this morning. We got lots here.
Well, As we've discussed earlier, and I know you're running some spots for us on B101, the Phoenix Event Alliance grew out of the Virginia Renaissance Fair. It is actually a separate 501c3 nonprofit because we felt that the fair was at a point where it could start building. I mean, we're pretty established. We're going into our 19th season of the Virginia Renaissance Fair under this management. And we decided we're ready to expand and grow, but owning a piece of land just for the Renaissance Fair that runs 5 weekends plus rehearsal time was not the most judicious use of funds.
Sure.
Besides which, you know, you have the responsibility of maintaining it year-round, of making sure nobody vandalizes it year-round. There's a lot that goes into owning a piece of ground. So we looked around. And working with the county, with economic development, we realized, hey, we could do so much more with a piece of property and share the use. So we have on board my friend Carson Sams, who's here today, who is heading up he's a blacksmith, professional blacksmith, but he's heading up the folk art school. And we have an equestrian park. Part of this project, theaters, lots of different sorts of projects that can all happen on the same piece of ground. Mm-hmm. In fact, they can happen simultaneously so that we're not having to isolate events. We can do several things. And the thing that I'm very excited about is I have been working with the Leicester Tigers in England. That is a professional rugby club.
We talked about this last time. This is fascinating.
You know, think about the Redskins only with no padding and successful.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and this, you know, the Skins are having a rough year. But the Leicester Tigers have a foundation that couples education with academic education with rugby education for youth, junior high, senior high.
Yeah.
And one of the things they're really interested in is training younger kids and bringing them up, and also training coaches and referees, that sort of thing. So I started a relationship with these folks 2015 and went to see them in England last year. So when we get the ground, we have the Leicester Tigers. We will be the U.S. presence for the Leicester Tigers Rugby Club.
That is so cool. That is so cool. And especially, I mean, rugby's a big thing at UMW and is a...
Oh, yes.
It's a growing sport.
Yeah, Tim Brown over at Mary Wash got Mother's Rugby started over there. And it's big. It's growing all over the country. It's the emerging sport. And there's a lot of things you can do on a rugby field. But you can't play rugby on a football field. It's not the right size. Mm-hmm. But you can play a football on a rugby field. So that's the point. But anyway, this whole thing comes back to having a piece of ground on which to work. And that's what we have been working so hard at. In fact, we published a blog this week talking about the effort that goes into it.
I never realized the blog dealt with. I mean, there are a number of steps you've got to go through, and you've come close a few times, but you're still looking.
Well, we are. We found a piece. What would you say? Was that 4 years ago we found the one piece that we really loved? It's about 4 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say about 4 years ago.
Yeah, and we walked it. Carson is my guy, my go-to guy when we're going to look at land. He's local. You're from?
From Partlow.
From Partlow. Yeah. Born and bred, lived here. And he really knows the area. So when we go out, it's usually our real estate gal, Svetlana Morin, and she has a fellow real estate agent, Doug Jennings, who has sort of retired, but he's stuck. Even though he's retired, he works with us on this project because he's a believer in the project.
Yeah.
And so it'll be us, and Carson and I will go out and walk it. And I, to be perfectly honest, I have learned so much from looking at land with Carson because he points stuff out. He knows what we're supposed to be looking at, not just, well, kind of flat, which is what I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about what you're looking at and all that's involved there. And we'll get into, too, this morning, how people can get involved and what you're looking for. That. Lots to do this morning. The Phoenix Event Alliance, our focus, Cornelia Rutherford is here, Carson Sam's here. And this is the Phoenix Event Alliance, as Cornelia mentioned, involved with the Virginia Renaissance Fair. But what we're talking about this morning, much, much more and exciting for this area. We'll take a break and be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about Phoenix Event Alliance and their efforts to do just some terrific things in this area this morning. Cornelia Rutherford is here. Carson Sams is here. Carson's a blacksmith, and we'll be overseeing the folk art school, and we'll get into all that as we go along this morning. So, Cornelia, as you describe all of this, what kind of you need to have a pretty good size piece of land, and also I guess there needs to be some things on that land,
right? Well, we're looking for 300 acres or more, but we can probably squeak it through with a little less than that. 300 is our ideal, and that's so that you don't have a lot of sound and light pollution. Spotsylvania County, and we've looked a lot of places. I think I mentioned we've been to Louisa and Spotsy. Where else have we been?
We went out to Orange that one time.
Yeah, we went out in Orange.
Yep. We talked about Culpeper. We talked about King George.
Right.
We looked at Front Royal once also?
We did. Yeah. We did go to Front Royal once.
Right, right. All the way to Front Royal, which had a lot of promise. And then it just, you know, Front Royal is really pretty, except it's built on a rock.
Yeah.
And when we looked at the potential for actually building on that rock, it just wasn't going to work. But, right, so We're looking for a place that isn't going to intrude on any neighbors. And likewise, we don't want any intrusion on the property itself. We want to keep that bucolic nature so that when people come, they feel like they're kind of out in the woods. I know we just walked a piece, Carson. We were kind of excited about it. How far did we go on that place? We put in miles and miles.
Oh, yeah, there must be, I would say, close to 10 miles worth of trails that go all the way around that piece of property. Very pretty piece. A lot of old hardwood mixed in with it. We found an old home site that was there. Very pretty piece, up and down, very rolling hills, across a couple of creeks. Piece of property like that's what we're looking for. What we don't need is a parking lot. I don't need a piece of land that's totally flat and totally cleared. We want to preserve some of that nature into the park.
We have on the team, we have Tom and Elizabeth Thompson, who are landscape sort of artists, and they love the idea of integrating the Fair Village, the blacksmith, and the forges, and the folk art school, the equestrian center, the theaters, actually sort of in putting them into the natural environment so that they look like they've always been there.
Yeah.
And that's, folks, that's why we brought in folk people like that, because we don't want to be those people that charge into a piece of ground with a bulldozer, level it, and then decide to start over. Our goal is to go in, look at the natural topography, look at the setting, and say, yeah, this is a good spot for a theater. And over there, we think it'd be really nice for the Fair Village. We're looking for places that have a water feature, ideally, because there's just something really soothing about water.
Yeah.
And it's pretty. We're going for pretty and useful in equal measure. We've been to a couple places, I know, where it looks really nice until the land drops off about 40 feet. And you can't do much with that.
No, that's difficult. So how many acres, like, minimum are you looking at?
Oh, around the absolute barest minimum, and that would depend on the layout of said land.
Sure.
Would be around 250.
Okay.
240, 250. We need enough space, like I said, so that we're not butting up against someone's house or someone's business. We've looked at property that was very close to large established businesses where there's lots of in and out traffic and trucks and dumpsters being dumped, mm-hmm. and everything. It kind of takes away from the ambiance. But the whole thing boils down to, as you read in the article, we find a piece. Carson and I will find it, and he is really good. I'll look at something and go, wow, this looks pretty good. And you'll go, yeah, well, look over here. So then we'll come back with a few of the other team members, make sure that they can see the vision. And if there's structures on it, for example, we've looked at a number of places that had structures. One that we saw last week that, I don't know, might have been a teardown. But Carson's really good. He can tackle just about anything. And if he says, take it down, I figure it's a teardown.
So where do we stand right now, Cornelia? I mean, you're obviously looking at, are there some pieces, is there some land out there that you are looking at, and is at least a possibility?
Yes. There's one. What do you think about this last one that we looked at?
This last one we looked at is very promising. It goes quite a bit ways back of the woods. We've got plenty of room to grow and to clear some land. The land's not too overburdened. It would be easy to clear and immediately make into a park. One of the struggles with this piece is putting the road big enough in to this site. We're going to need something large enough to get two vehicles side by side in case of emergency or first responders come in.
Yeah.
But pretty piece of land. It's got a couple really nice pieces of water on it. Very nice and rolling hills. There's a couple of spots where you've got some very mature trees that we could clear some of the underbrush out, and it could be really pretty. So this piece is promising.
Right.
One of the things we have not mentioned before we continue on, Cornelia, is if there are people out there that are listening that know or have land, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with us is, I'll tell you what, is by email, and that's mypark@phoenixeventalliance.org. If you'd like to call, unfortunately, the Phoenix Alliance phone died about 2 weeks ago. And so you can call me on the fair number, which is 703-508-5036. And feel free, call. I answer until about 10 o'clock at night. And if I don't answer, whoever does knows where I am.
Mypark@phoenixeventalliance.org.
That's correct.
Is the website, or 703-508-5036. Well, I mean, you've been you have been busy since I last saw you. Obviously, oh, yeah. You know, looking at all this land all around here, and this is encouraging.
We've been looking at land pretty steadily since May of 15, and people think that there's lots of land out there, and there is lots of land. You drive along and you see large expanses of undeveloped property, but that doesn't mean it's for sale.
Right.
It just means it exists. There's not a lot on the market, but as things come up in about a 5-county area, we go out and do our due diligence, because this is a lot of money, and this isn't the kind of project where you just go and say, well, you know, we bought this land, but it's not working out, so we'll just move somewhere else.
You got to be sure.
From strictly a fair standpoint, and I offer up to the listeners as proof of concept the Virginia Renaissance Fair, which we started with actually my retirement. I cashed out my retirement so that we could fund it. And against all the advice from the people who know about these things, we not only created this wonderful event, but it has prospered. And we've been running in the black since 2005. Third year in, we were able to go into the black. We've run there ever since. Very successful operation. All volunteer, by the way. And we know how to do the job. So what we're taking is the philosophy that we started the fair with and expanding it to this park, because let's face it, the Renaissance Fair just isn't everybody's cup of tea. But, for example, the Folk Art School. Carson's a blacksmith, but as a blacksmith, you interact with all other kinds of crafters all over. And there's other folk art schools, but nothing local, right?
No. Everyone's pretty familiar with the John C. Campbell School down in North Carolina. That's the big one. And then there's a couple more as you head north. But there's nothing really in this area to teach folk art in the way of old school or even some of the new technical stuff. We're seeing a lot more need for tradesmen and not a lot of trade schools. So it would be thrilling to have something like that.
This really is a one-of-a-kind, what you're proposing. And over the years, as we've talked about it, Courtney, it's exciting to think about this type of facility around here.
And it could be right here in Spotsylvania. This is a great location. The fair has proved it. Mm-hmm. Again, the proof of concept. When we moved here, everyone said, oh, you have to be closer to D.C., or, oh, you have to be closer to Richmond, or, oh, you have to be out toward the mountains.
And you've done it at Lake Anna Winery.
We've been at the Lake Anna Winery this will be our 17th year there. And before we moved to the winery, we traveled. We toured all over the state of Virginia, and we performed in Maryland, and we performed in Pennsylvania. So what we did when our traveling days is, A, gather an audience from all over the Mid-Atlantic to come to wherever we would finally settle, and B, find out that we never, ever wanted to do that again.
Yeah.
It's really hard. But people come from everywhere. This has got mm-hmm. great accessibility. You can get here from the mountains. You can get here from the ocean. We have a lot of people come up from Norfolk and Hampton. It's easy to come down from Baltimore, Pennsylvania. 95 is a local road. We all know that, especially this morning when it was a disaster. But people come. So why not provide all the rest of this? And what Carson said about the trades, that's a really important point. And we have just been joined by Emily Whitaker, who is our event sort of manager coordinator, site coordinator. She's also a producer, director, and editor of our film projects.
And good morning.
Hi, Emily. Welcome.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you in just a second. So you can just relax for a second. Now, this really is something that you think about. I think a locality like Spotsylvania or anyone would jump at something like this just because of the wide range of people you bring in.
Yes, there's something called ecotourism, and that's the economic development through tourism. This is more than tourism. One of the things that I haven't mentioned is the ability to provide a place for training some of our marginalized members of society, the special needs young adults, some of our returning veterans who can no longer physically accomplish what they did before they were wounded, and they need to learn something new. Carson has worked a great deal with especially some of our returning veterans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Steve Holtz with Black Horse Forge right up here in Stafford. So what he's doing is opening his forge free of charge to any first responder or any active or inactive military. And he has saved many lives just by giving a veteran some place to go and take out frustration. And what's amazing is you get a vet hammering on a piece of steel, and the next thing you know, they're taking all their frustration out on this piece of steel, and then communication opens up through talking, and it ends up being a therapy session more than a forging session. And stories that have been told months and years later where it has saved someone's life or saved someone's marriage because they had some place to go and talk.
And they create something really beautiful at the end of the day.
Right.
So through all that pounding on the metal, I've seen this in action, the camaraderie, and that they're you can see these people just really pounding the living bejeebers out of a piece of hot steel. But when they're done, all that angst and frustration and anger has produced this beautiful item.
Yeah.
And so that's that added benefit.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The Phoenix Event Alliance looking for land. That is our focus this morning. Cornelia Rutherford is here. Carson Sams is here. And Emily Whitaker is here. We will come back and talk about ways that the community can get involved in all of this with financing and funding as we continue on this morning at News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
I have the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Phoenix Event Alliance this morning. Now, Cornelia Rutherford is here this morning. Carson Sams is here. He's a blacksmith and involved with the Folk Arts School. Emily Whitaker is the events coordinator. Bonnie Williams is with horses. It's a tough morning on the roads, Cornelia. We got you in here, and everybody's just taking everybody a while because everybody's going to be late for work today just because the roads are so bad.
We all live here, and we know how that works.
These kind of days happen. Emily, I'll start off with you, and you can all jump in, but Cornelia was talking about the amount of land, and as you, as an events coordinator, I'm sure There's just a certain amount of space you need to be able to do what some of the plans are here.
Well, I agree with what Cornelia was saying about definitely. I mean, 250 is probably the smallest amount we can deal with because of the fact that we have so many wonderful events that are going to be going on this one site, and very possibly all at the same time. So my part of this project is to come in and make sure that everything runs smoothly. So if Bonnie here has something going on with the equestrian, which is going to be fantastic, and Carson's got something going on, I need to make sure that everything's going to work together as a puzzle, and they will fit. And so whatever land we get, like Corny was saying, we go over with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that everything is going to have what it needs. And that's when I come in to make sure that their schedules all come together. My friend, we also work with a couple other people in my particular part of it, and we do video stuff. So everything that we're doing with this project is going to be filmed and just put together so that we can see where we've come from. from the very beginning. This is, is so exciting for me.
This whole thing is exciting, though. I don't know that anybody that we all... As much as I've talked about it, we've talked about it over the years, I think I still don't even get just the scope of everything that's going to be this is going to be part of.
You know, it's so funny. When we first started this, I remember a meeting we had with Spotsylvania County when they said, here's a list of some ideas of events that we would love for you to put on for us. And we have the capability of doing events now if somebody has places to say, we want an event. Come do this for us. We can put it on in a month. I mean, that's how good we are, I think. Okay, maybe. But they gave us a list, and I want to say there was about
104 things on the list.
104 things. And so we decided we were going to split this list up. Everybody was going to go through it and say, okay, what on this list do you think we can do in a short amount of time? And so everybody got their ideas together, and we ended up not marking things off of this list, but coming up with, I think, a total list of almost 200 things that we could say, okay, given the amount of time and the certain amount of property we have, we could put something on in a month, and here's the list of things that we could do. And I think we completely blew them away. We just need the land now.
Yeah, yeah. That's the key thing. Bonnie, you got to be excited just on the horse front, which would I can see that you're like everybody with this group. You've got enthusiasm for what the possibilities are.
I've got dreams. This whole committee has got dreams, and they're big dreams, but they're doable dreams. Again, as Emily and Cornelia said, as long as we can get the land. I alone need a minimum of 50 acres. I presently run a 50-acre farm in Culpeper where we do lessons, natural horsemanship. We've done some fun shows. But I'm looking into doing therapy and all kinds of work with Horses for Heroes, and bringing in all different factions of therapy work, equine-assisted learning, where companies can send managers to us to actually help them better communicate with their employees by using horses. We're also incorporating the use of rescue horses in our venture because we don't always have to ride a horse. Horses are far more than riding. We want to bring in horses that are no longer rideable but still have a viable life and a quality of life that we can use on the ground with people that are suffering from PTSD and hyperactivity and different types of issues in their daily life to help bring to focus. Also managers and different types of corporate people to help them understand how to better relate by using the horses in communication levels. One of the other things we'll be doing, obviously, is handling the jousting for the Renaissance Fair, having a solid standard place to house the jousting horses, a solid arena that they can be using throughout the entire fair season, whether it's raining or not, maybe even having it covered at some point. What I'd like to see on the equestrian facilities would be trails that everybody can use, including people that drive horses. That's something that's lacking in this area. We want to bring in some polo fields that are closer to home here instead of traveling all the way up to Middleburg or some other areas. Bringing in breed horse shows instead of having to go all the way down to Lexington. And also bringing in mounted archery, all different kinds of every different aspect of equine activity. Running an educational center where people can begin to expand on their knowledge of horsemanship by using horse psychology, herd behavior, things like this to better understand how to train their horses. International clinicians, national level clinicians, for every discipline that's out there. Like I said, I have grand dreams, and I want these dreams to become a reality. I've seen them on a very, very small scale out at my farm. I work at a couple of other different farms to help eventers and just trail riders and fox hunters to be able to have a better relationship with their horse. For that, you need land. And the connection with the therapy and the Renaissance group, along with offering things in the horse world that are not available, would be the awesomest thing that I could offer to this project.
I've got it, Cornelia. What you need is you need hats and shirts that say, we've got dreams.
Yes, that's really good. I think we'll write that down. Yes. You can see, Ted, that we've got, you're right, we've got a lot of passion.
Yeah.
a lot of projects start out, we've been on this path since 2015, a lot of projects will start out and with the kind of roadblocks and long-term that we've been under, they fall by the wayside. This group has never flagged in its enthusiasm. It has never lost. This group of people is exceptional. And I have to tell you, I didn't really know a lot of the people on this team when I started. But we went out looking for like-minded individuals who weren't afraid, like Bonnie said, to dream and dream big. I mean, if you're going to dream, why not shoot for the moon? Because dream's a dream. And anything worth having is worth working hard for. I've been told that the way we've been going about it, slow and steady, is the only way that you can actually make something like this happen. Nothing like this happens overnight. However, we're to the point now where we are ready to go. We are so ready to start doing things on the ground. We, like I say, we are ready to hit the ground running. We just need the ground, and we don't have it yet. The thing standing in the way right now is funding. A lot of the grants that were available for ground acquisition, park development, and for all of our different areas of expertise has dried up in the last couple of years. There was a large corporate tax break provided, and now most big corporations no longer need the tax advantage they would get from being donors and sponsors because they've gotten their break. A lot of the grants that would come at various levels have been put on hold because that money simply isn't out there anymore. It's been allocated, without going into a lot of governmental rigmarole, it's been allocated in different areas. So there's money to, for example, work with the horses and help bring them in. There is money to help build the folk art school. There's money out there for the theater arts and for helping the young people that are and the wounded warriors. But you can't get any of that money until you have the ground. And that's where we are. What money there is can only be provided once you have a site, and we're looking for money. It's November, listeners, and there's a lot of people out there vying for the few disposable bits of income that you have. I'm asking you right here and now to consider the Phoenix Event Alliance and the Common Ground Park. This is something not only for Spotsylvania, it is for Virginia. There's nothing like it anywhere else. I know that because one of my tasks from economic development was to find out what it's like at other parks like this. Well, they couldn't find any other parks like this, and neither could I.
Yeah.
Let's be the first. Let's be the flagship for all of America right here in Spotsylvania County. Please consider, go to our website, www.phoenixeventalliance.org, and see how you can donate. Look into all the different areas.
PhoenixEventAlliance.org for more information. And it is really fun, whether it's talking to you. Well, Emily, your enthusiasm, as you talk just about the breadth of what can be done here, you just think about it. You just think there is nothing like this around here or anywhere.
There really isn't. And even when we sit down and we come up with ideas of what we want to do and what we can do, we do the research. We look around and say, okay, who's doing this the way that we want to do it? And again, we don't really find anything out there. And so we know that we are something that's new and would be really great for this area in general. So, yes, we get very excited, and our mind it boggles my mind sometimes to think of the things that we can come up with and we can do and things that we could handle right now. So it's just, I don't know, I'm just so excited about this whole thing. I get so excited, sorry.
you think about what you can do you've talked about just with students.
Oh, right.
But all kinds of students, and you've talked about special needs students, and just overall.
The educational possibilities, especially, Carson's worked with Boy Scouts, right?
Yes. Yeah, we've worked with Boy Scouts. When they changed their merit badge several years ago,
the Boy Scouts started reaching out to blacksmiths because it actually became complicated. So the scouts had to learn how to taper, how to twist steel, how to bend steel 90 degrees, how to rivet two pieces of steel together, how to dish steel. And the scouts at that time didn't have the capability of doing that. So they reached out to the local guilds, and we partnered up with those particular troops, and were able to help them get their merit badge through the blacksmithing program.
What do you do with a skill like that? I mean, is this something that these kids are going to use later on in life?
Sure. It's surprising. The blacksmithing is more mathematical than anything else. So being able to take a piece of steel and stretch it in a different direction and make it longer or into a different shape than what it first started with is a different kind of thinking. Nowadays, we think about taking something bigger and removing everything away from it to get its final product. So if you're into woodworking, you would take a piece of wood or a piece of stone larger than you needed, and you would remove everything else until you have your final product. Smithing is one of the few arts where you can actually push that material into another direction in order to achieve your end result.
So there's so much educational potential. And here's the thing, Ted, and this is what started this whole concept of all these things sharing the piece of ground. I went, Emily went, our theater gal, Vil McGill, who also lives here in the county. We attended lots of meetings, and I know Bonnie out where she lives has attended meetings where people talk about what they need and what are their frustrations. And what I heard in Spotsylvania County after going to many, many of these local groups, church groups, PTAs, talking to people, you've got the designated family driver who takes kid one to activity one and kid two to activity two and drops a significant other up off at their thing, and then designated driver never gets to do what they want to do. If we put it all in one place, we can have someone taking a dance or theater class in one place. We can have someone doing writing lessons. Maybe dad wants to do woodworking over at the folk arts school. And one of our videographers and Emily and her team have a goal of bringing people into the audiovisual arts. And production and direction, the technical part, editing, all of that, which used to be in the schools and just isn't anymore.
So here's a question.
Yes.
So you were talking about a piece of land you're looking at.
Yes.
Say three months from now, you were able to, that was it, and you closed on. How long would it take to be able to do just even a few of these pieces we've talked about this morning?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
I had of the land.
That's
actually,
what I thought.
You know?
I could have people out there trail riding tomorrow and paying to do so.
Yeah.
We can start building the fair site within a couple of days. We've already looked into what it would cost to rent some of the heavy equipment. We also, by the way, have a wonderful large engineering firm who looks at our project as a potential LEED gold project and has come on board with us, again, if we get the land, to do all of our, to make it as green and sustainable a property as possible.
Yes.
To handle our surveying and our water management and power planning. So, I mean, regardless of what you feel about climate change, my feeling is, if you are in a position to conserve our natural resources and natural beauty, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
And so that's our goal, is to make our site as green and sustainable with that natural beauty, yet bring in all these wonderful things to have on there. So that's, but yes, 2 weeks. We were asked that several years ago, how long would it take you? And at the time we were looking at a piece that had a natural amphitheater. We figured it would take us 2 weekends to put together the stage and clear the seating, and we could have a play up in 3 weeks. So, yes, we can do this. Here's the thing. Every person on this team has done it. Bonnie has done it. She has started her horse farm with nothing but, hey, I really want to do this, and I got a horse. Mm-hmm. And she's been successful for lo these many years. Emily has been managing events and has been working in various entertainment fields since she was 12 years old, for crying out loud. Carson, was there ever a time that you didn't do this stuff? Well, I guess when you were really little and couldn't reach the forge, but...
No, sure. But, I mean, even when we were little, I mean, I grew up on a farm, so it's just everyday farm life.
Which kids don't know about.
No, not anymore. But yeah, you've got to learn to maintain and repair things on the farm every day. That's just part of being in that culture.
It's a big part of it. And life skills is something that's desperately missing from our schools these days. Absolutely. In the educational realm, along with fine arts. With budget cuts and all kinds of things going on right now, they're cutting out the things that kids need the most, which is the fine arts and the life skills.
And this is learning it in a real-life setting.
Absolutely.
You're learning it in a place where you actually apply what you've learned. And as far as, like, putting up the Renaissance Fair, remember I said back in the beginning we traveled? We'd roll into town Friday afternoon, set an entire Renaissance Fair up, run it Saturday, Sunday, take off our costumes, tear the whole things down, put it back in the truck, drive it home, and at 1 o'clock in the morning we'd be unpacking it, and then I'd be at work at 7.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. MyPark@PhoenixEventAlliance.org. If you want to get a hold of Cornelia Rutherford, MyPark@PhoenixEventAlliance.org. PhoenixEventAlliance.org is the website. We'll wrap this up with Cornelia Rutherford, Carson Sams, Emily Whitaker, and Bonnie Williams when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning and just lots of potential. I guess you can just feel the energy in the room. And Cornelia Rutherford, I can't wait to find that piece of land and we do the show and talk about this, because we've been talking about it for so long. As a nonprofit, I know Giving Tuesday is coming up, but I'll just go around the room and have each of you talk about, especially in some of your own, just as you've been dealing with this, what Giving Tuesday would mean. I'll end with you. You can give the closing remarks in a way. Bonnie Williams, I hope you get to come back and talk more about horses and things like that, because, boy, you all have passion. But how important is it to consider the Phoenix Event Alliance for Giving Tuesday?
It is so important, because as far as the horse part of things go, there are precious few therapy centers around here that are able to offer a full spectrum of services for the children, the adults, and corporate, that it's really in need. Schools and the justice system are looking for alternative avenues. And this is one of the primary areas that are under research right now. And I want to step on it.
Emily Whitaker, you're not lacking on ideas and enthusiasm either. And I know that this is important for you too.
It is. I think I'm going to take this in a whole other direction and say that this is something that obviously we don't have anywhere else, but it is so family oriented, and it gives everyone a place to feel like they belong, whether they want to volunteer and help, whether they want to take a sport or a folk art or ride some horses and learn about those, or even if they want to join in and learn or be part of our videography setup and our events. There's just going to be so many opportunities to be involved in your community when you're part of us and when you give to this this event park. I can't really tell you how important this is to me, my family, and all of us here have put so much time and effort into it. If you're able to help us out in any way financially, or if you have an event that you have coming up that you want help with, or we do videography work on the side, we are here and we can do it all. Just help us And once we get it, we're going to be fantastic, and it's going to really grow this area.
I can't wait. Carson Samson, what you provide with blacksmithing and the folk art schools you've talked about, that's not available in Virginia.
No, it's everyone thinks it's a dying art, and we need to preserve it as much as we can. So skills with working with our hands and hand-eye coordination, and let's not let some of those traditions die that, have served us all these years. So we need to preserve those skills, and as technology increases, a lot of those have been taken away from us, and we need to remember where we came from and learn to work the way we did.
30 seconds, Cornelia.
Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It's a great opportunity to look deep down into your heart and your wallet and see what means the most to you. For your gift to Phoenix Event Alliance is entirely tax deductible. Every penny goes to obtaining the ground so we can hit that ground running. All the people you've heard today and the others you haven't are volunteers and will continue to volunteer their time and efforts until this operation is a reality. Please think of us, the Phoenix Event Alliance, for your family and for America.
PhoenixEventAlliance.org, MyPark at PhoenixEventAlliance.org if you want to get a hold of Cornelia Rutherford. Great stuff. Can't wait to do updates and hear about when this all opens. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.